Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild Monday night. This is a new show with myself, Amy Cavanaugh, and Crystal O'Fate. Crystal, are you there?
I'm here. How are you doing, Amy? Welcome, everyone.
Good, good. Real excited about this new show. You know, Jethro, the keeper of the Psychics Gone Wild radio show, changes everything up. Crystal and I had informally done some late night readings on like Friday night and Saturday night, but this is going to be our regular spot now, Monday night at 9 o'clock Eastern time. So if you click to follow the show, you'll get email updates and reminders to tune in. So, Crystal, do you want to tell the readers a little bit about yourself and how they can reach you before we get started?
Yeah, I'm Crystal Lefay, and I am a Reiki tip practitioner. I do angel card readings by email, and also I do healings as well. I call it angelic crystal Reiki, and I can be contacted at CrystalOfate396@gmail.com.
Great. And I'm Amy Cavanaugh, and I can be found. I have a Facebook page. It's called Awakening Claire, or you can find me in the Psychics Gone Wild group, or you can just find me on Facebook, Amy Cavanaugh. I think I'm the only Amy Cavanaugh that is a mermaid. So tonight's show is an hour long. It may show that it's going for a little bit longer. I just added some extra time so we just don't cut everybody off. But I think for the integrity of the readings, we're really going to keep it to 1 hour. We try to go too much longer. We start picking up too much energy, and we really just do a disservice to the person who's called in for a reading. So, Krista, why don't you tell them a little bit about the cards that you're going to be using tonight?
Well, actually, I'm using my favorites, which are the Doreen Virtues Messages from Your Angels. And they're really great because it gives you an overall view of what the messages are that the angels want you to know about what's going on in your life or your life path. It's basic guidance that they really need you to hear about what's going on and where they kind of are leading you right now. So it's really awesome. It really is. Oh, and I also want to mention to the listeners to make sure and check out our website. It's psychicsgonewild.com. Jesser does some wonderful work on there. He's always doing a lot of posting, and he just, you know, he's a busy little beaver at all times, and it's just a really great site for everybody to check out. So please check it out, psychicsgonewild.com.
Perfect. And I'm going to be using my mermaid cards. They're also by Doreen Virtue, but they're a lot of fun. And we've already got some callers in the queue, so unless there's something that you wanted to talk about, we should probably just get started here and go to our first caller. And these are going to be, we ask that you ask either a specific question or a general reading, and then if time permits, we will we may be able to go back and go into a little bit of detail. But as the show goes on, we get more and more callers on. Try not to get too bogged down. You can always call Crystal and book a more detailed reading. And one of the things that we're going to be doing in the near future is setting up conference call readings. Those will be for a small donation. The main reason for the donation is not so much to, no one is going to be buying any mansions off making a living doing readings, but there really needs to be a fair exchange. And while healers always like to help, when there isn't a fair exchange, sometimes it's just not good for anyone. It's just not good for anyone concerned. But these readings tonight, we just offer up. It's just sort of fun to get together and do these. But if you have more detailed questions, it's really also better because you really don't know who's listening in to get a private reading, because a lot of times what we see happen, especially, and that's one of the reasons Jethro spins everything around so much, is that we've got, when we're doing a radio show, we have the energy of the readers, we have the energy of all the callers' guides and stuff. So it can get a little hairy. So really, while this is certainly intended to, be fun and informative, and get some basic guidance, it really doesn't take the place of a private reading. In private reading, the energy will be just so much more specific. So with that said, I'm going to go to our first caller who's been holding. And, now that I look, wait a minute. I'm a little confused. I guess the caller had, because now there used to be like little signs when your hand was up, and now I just see this question. So maybe they changed it around. So we're going to go to 602, see if they do indeed have a question. 602, are you there? Hello, 602?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you? It's Amy and Crystal. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, my name's Mindy.
Hi, how
Hi, Mindy. How are you tonight?
I am doing well.
Great. Great. Did you have a question for the cards?
I do. Ask the cards politely. How fast my star is going to rise, because I'm on the cusp, it's going to happen, and I am just waiting for that phone call, and I just wish it would come already.
Okay, great. Crystal, do you want to go first?
Give me one second to tune in here.
Hello?
I am tuning into her energies and laying out the cards as we speak. Okay. All right, Mindy. I assume that this has something to do with your finances and or career path. Am I correct?
Yeah, career. Finances are not an issue at all. So it's not a big deal.
Okay. All right. Regarding the cards that I've chosen for you, or actually came forth for you, I should say. I didn't actually choose them. This is more or less like the law of attraction, and whatever pops out are the ones that are chosen for you that the angels are saying, this one, this one, this one.
Okay.
So right now, they are saying basically that you really need to hang in there and have faith and hope. Because there is something positive and new on the horizon that you can't see yet. And right now, there are several angels around you that are guiding you, and they're protecting you. You're going to go through some changes, and it's good right now to take some time and really think of what direction you want this to go, okay? Give birth to new ideas regarding this situation. I mean, really think it through. Research all avenues. I'm going a little deeper than the cards here. So, I mean, I'm not looking specifically at the card itself. Look at all the avenues that are presented to you regarding this situation. Do all your research. Study. They're saying have faith because as you honor and follow the guidance of your heart, prosperity is coming and ultimately you are going to have victory. Keep charging ahead and don't take no for an answer because you will have miraculous things happen ultimately as an outcome. But overall, they're saying be patient, have faith. Keep researching, keep working hard on it, okay? And keep following the messages that they're going to be coming through to you. Like if you have repetitive messages, dreams, thoughts that keep coming to you over and over again, okay? This is a way that the angels actually communicate with you, that this is the way they're guiding you. Pay attention to that. That's important. And then when you are sure that this is what is carved out for you, they're saying charge ahead. Full steam ahead, baby. You got it. Because that is when the miracles are going to occur regarding this. Okay?
Yeah, can
okay,
you
my cards here, my cards here are telling me, I'm just throwing a two-card rotation, where you are now and looking ahead. And the card's saying, and the guys are telling me as well, that you need to incorporate a little more playfulness into your vibration because what you're working on and what you're trying to manifest, you need to incorporate a little bit more spirit of playfulness playfulness into it. Treat it as if it was, treat it as if it is play. You know, certainly we treat these things seriously, but the guides are saying you need a little, you know, to incorporate a little bit more of a playful heart about things to, you know, to that some of your, not fear is not the right word, but just some of your anticipation and your energies are being expended on the anticipation of all this instead of breathing life into this. So they're urging you to breathe playful life into this project. But then the second card is really saying that it is, once you do that, your outcome is even going to be higher than you expected. That your playfulness is going to allow you to set your sights higher because you're going to see more with the eyes of a child instead of more a mechanical type of eye as to what to do next. And this playfulness is going to breathe energy into this that is going to cause it to happen quicker and manifest in a it's going to speed up time because your anticipation is slowing down time. It is going to speed up time, and it's also the playfulness and stuff. It's just going to the card here is saying setting your sights higher. That it's just going to manifest much brighter and lighter, much brighter and bigger, and it's going to rise. What it needs to rise is youthful exuberance and playfulness. So what you like to do to play, you know, whether it's frolic in the water or if you can just find some playfulness, you know, whatever it is that invokes a spirit of playfulness in you is going to work as accelerant on this whole thing and manifest it sooner rather than later.
Okay. Can you ask them how soon? Because I actually get these cards like all the time. But they've been telling me this for months and months and months. And tell them it's dragging me out. It's like dragging me down to keep hearing it.
Yeah. Ooh.
I mean, I know they don't work on my timetable. I know that. I get it. But
I
could sure use
card.
A little encouragement as to how much longer I got to wait.
I just closed my eyes and pulled the card. It says wait. So, Crystal, are you getting a time period? I'm getting, let me look, let me see.
I'm getting the number 6.
I'm getting the number seven. I was getting
6 for like 6 months. So,
is that 6 months, or do you think that's June? I was, you know, when I quieted myself.
That could be June or July, but I mean, I'm thinking it's more like 6 months. Possibly, I hate to say, but listen. The thing that you have to remember, Mindy, is that your anxiety over the situation is actually, I know it's hard, it's really hard, especially when it's something you really, really want and you want it to happen now, because believe me, I've been faced with the same thing for years. But if you can try to just relax about it a little bit, because that anxiety, like she said, is going to actually slow it down more. The more you can relax about it, the quicker it's going to come. Okay? because it's kind of like when you let it go and kind of relax, and like she said, find something, find your passion and playfulness about it, is when it's just going to say, woohoo, okay, we're here. You know, I mean, that's kind of, she is right about that, so. You know, because the anxiety is what's, the negative energy from the anxiety is what's going to slow it up for you all the more, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
I feel like it's July. I feel like it's July because when I closed my eyes, July came to me, and then I counted the bubbles on the card, and it was 7. So that's telling me July. But, you know, again, the playfulness card. I just, if you can lighten your heart about this, our vibrations are what creates time, and if we can just raise the playfulness is going to speed up the passage of time, and I'm going to stand by my July because I got 7. I got July from and a 7 from 2 different sources, so I'll go with July. So
I'll take your July. It's better than 6 months anyway. So thank you.
And it was definitely July, and then I counted the bubbles, and it was 7. So I'm going to go with 7 months, but it becomes difficult because since time doesn't really exist in higher vibrations, it becomes difficult.
And unfortunately, I tread upon the all too solid earth, so I understand that. But
okay.
Well, thanks
out and
very
play
much.
And speed up time, and then we can. We can see how we're doing there. But we appreciate the call, and we're going to go on to our next
caller. Thank you very much.
Caller here. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Our next caller has been holding patiently, and it is area code 812. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? Fine, thank you.
Who are we speaking to?
My name is Frida. I've been friends with Amy Kavanaugh for a while. I met her through a widow's group.
This is Amy. How are you, dear? Thanks
Fine.
For calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so excited. But I've
Me
been
too.
Widow
I'm
now.
Glad you called. Yeah, I'm excited about this new showtime. Because
Me too.
Anyway, so what's your question?
Okay, I'm a widow, been a widow for 3 years, 7 months. I'm retired for 1.5 years. I want to know if he's okay, and will I ever be happy again and maybe find someone new to break up this loneliness?
Oh, well, I just got crazy goosebumps, like something, like someone swooped down to let me know that they were okay. Also want to say that on this particular call, we don't channel, but I'm going to give you some show links to people who are very experienced channelers, because I'm new to all this. I started doing this when my husband died.
Yeah.
And I just don't feel comfortable because it's such a sacred experience. But
exactly.
As soon as you started talking about it, I just got the energy in the room changed, like someone swooped in, it was definitely positive energy. And what I urge you to do is, you know, in the time before you go to bed, let him know that it's okay for him to visit, because I think a lot of our, you know, they just don't know if it's going to make them, if it's going to make us happier or sadder if they come to visit. So if we get sad, because we get melancholy and, you know, long for the past, sometimes they tend to, you know, stay out of the picture just so that they don't bring us sadness. And as far as, but really, I think that you will, I would have never in a million years thought that I would believe in any of this stuff, but it just became so apparent. Becky's in the chat room, and she's a widow as well, and she, you know, you also have to decide what you really have to redefine your relationship with the dead one. People tell me not to use that word, but I just can't think of what other word to use. And, you know, like Becky's husband is like a protector almost to a fault. Mine's like my agent or something like that, just creating all these wacky opportunities. So, you know, tell him what you want him to, you know, tell. The universe needs us to be very, very specific, and we're so used to just taking whatever we get, especially after loss. There's another woman in the chat that's saying, light a candle and ask your angels to reveal him to you during the night. Light the candle and have his picture by the bedside. Now, I'm not a huge proponent of sleeping with candles lit, but
right.
the intent, whether it's a small nightlight or one of those little votive battery candles, or just think of lighting a candle.
Exactly.
We'll all do the same thing. And as far as your happiness, we will pull some cards here.
Okay.
It's about saying you don't have to leave the candle lit all night. But
okay.
I fall asleep. Okay. The cards are saying that for you to be happy, you're going to have to break free. And break free does not mean, and this is one of the things that I really wish that, you know, they prepared us more for this, and I really wish that the widows would talk more about this. Break free doesn't mean leave him behind. It means you need to redefine your relationship, you know, kind of take the, you know, when you look at the, I started going to Bible study, and I couldn't believe the stuff they say about widows in the, Bible and we have widows all around the world and stuff. They do some horrible things to them. So try to take the widow, try to take your widow cloak off. I know it feels like a security blanket for a while,
yeah.
But at some point in time, it's time to try to start defining yourself in terms other than a widow. And it's still hard for me. I mean, and I'm not even as far. I still tend to start sentences, or when I meet new people, within the fifth sentence, I've said, well, my husband got, you know.
Yeah.
Try to step out of the role of the widow. Break free of the role of the widow. And I think that a great way to do that is by redefining your relationship with your husband who's in spirit. Talk to him about your plans. My husband, and I don't want to make this sound like, you know, famous dead husband tricks, or that, you know, to make it sound like it's a competition. I was told in a reading that my dead husband was working on bringing someone from my past into my life. Well, lo and behold, this guy went to work for, who I used to date, went to work for a client of mine. His boss sent him an email that was a thread of emails, and it had my phone number on it, and lo and behold. And just that playfulness, it's not like, and now I'm going to run off and marry him, but just the playfulness of talking to another guy sort of flirtatiously,
yeah.
You know, I just felt lighter, and I felt broke, and I found that, like, I would go, like, 2 or 3 days without obsessing over the past. So really urging you to break free. And then the second card that I pulled is saying to see yourself as succeeding. I mean, you've got a lot of grief going on. If you retired as well as experienced this loss, there's a whole nother loss. It's like a whole nother death, the death of your career.
Yeah.
So perhaps if you break, you know, redefine the relationship with your husband, find some, you know, some ritual, just look for signs. And it's good when we're quiet, like when we go to bed. That's usually when I feel presence, you know. Look for, just develop some sort of playful routine as far as honoring his spirit instead of honoring his memory. You know, we spend so much time honoring the memory. You know, breaking free of widow does not mean that he's gone. It's just going to get redefined, and, you know, now you have an angel. It's more playful, and it will open up and allow yourself to focus, you know, and allow yourself to grieve the loss of your, you know, your retirement, even though that for most people retirement sounds awesome. When a whole bunch of stuff has already been taken away, retirement is not, when you're retiring alone, you know,
right.
There's no one to drive around in the RV and put bumper stickers on and stuff. It's just not so grieve the, you know.
Yeah, it's not like that.
That loss, break free of, you know, grieve the loss of your job, and then that will probably slough away, and then the new opportunity. Krista, what are you pulling up?
Okay, basically, yes, your husband is fine. He is surrounded by love. He's with the angels, and everything is fine. So you've got to quit worrying about him. And worry about yourself, okay?
Yeah.
And, I mean, not in the sense of worry, but just he's fine. So he doesn't want you to worry about him.
Right.
Basically, the cards that I pulled for you, the summary, I would say, is regarding your life path right now, you need to, like she said also, take some time for yourself, okay, and find what your passion is. Find, okay, beyond your husband, beyond what your job was, what is your passion? What would you really like to do now? Really take some time and think about this, and when you figure that out, I mean, there's different ways to even just get out and network, like meetup.com or whatever, you know, just say you like wine tasting or whatever, you know, get out and be around people that like to do the same things and all that. And basically, you will end up meeting people with similar likes and everything else. They are cautioning you to just take your time as far as, you know, any other people in your life. Like Amy said, take time for yourself right now. Focus on yourself. Allow yourself time to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And find what your passion is and what you love. And then the other love will come to you later, when you are, you know, it's like in its own time and naturally.
Right.
You know, after you've had the time to grieve. Because they're saying just keep charging ahead and just, you know, allow yourself to honor and follow the guidance of your heart, and that you deserve the best, and just reach for the stars. I mean, go with what your dreams and desires are. Don't compromise. But as far as the love situation, they're cautioning you, saying, hey, take your time. Don't jump too quick. you know, but get out there, network, enjoy yourself, and, you know, you'll run across people with similar likes and dislikes, and you know, eventually you will run across somebody that you'll draw the right person to you eventually, but right now you need that time to heal.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. All right.
Talk to Becky, if she's still in the chat, if you're Facebook friends with Becky. Becky is my hero. She is so courageous. She's the most courageous widow I know.
Is she on your page, Amy?
Yeah, she's on my page and she's in the chat room. And she just continually puts herself a little bit outside her comfort zone, and she's not afraid to fail, and she just pushes forward. So go down my friends list and
uh-huh.
Her name's Becky Dietrich, and she's also in the chat room if you're in the chat room. And then I also sent you a message of some links to shows where the people actually do channel on the radio shows, and I think that'll be a nice opportunity for you to connect with your husband.
Oh, great. Okay. I found Becky, and I'm going to ask her to be my friend.
Yep, she'll be your coach. She is just, you know, and is painful, but she just continued to operate outside of her operate outside of her comfort zone.
Yeah.
So, I will continue to, send you little things of things that I think that might help you start different shows and things like that, especially when I know there's going to be someone on that's a powerful channel, or Jethro too, as well as a powerful channel. I don't even know what nights he's on now.
Yeah.
But you just have to be real, you know, there's a lot of people that are getting interested in this, and there's a lot of people, it's such a sacred thing, especially when you're talking about, you know, a relationship like the loss of a husband.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure that your experience is.
Yeah, because when you're married almost 40 years, it's like, now what? Who am
mm-hmm.
I? You know, what do I do?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's exactly it. But I think for now, the big message is to try to take the widow coat off. You know, I understand that. Like, shed
uh-huh.
the heavy cloak of being a widow.
It is.
And because it is. It's very,
it's very heavy.
It sends out. It's not just in terms of talking about finding a new one, but just in terms of general, it's just opportunity. People are so scared of it. People are
yeah,
so scared
like
of
I got
it.
A scarlet letter.
Of since the beginning. You should see the stuff in the Bible about widows. You think
yeah.
they'd be like, oh, be nice to widows, but
mm-hmm.
no. It's like there. It's just such a, you know. So, the time of mourning is over. Move
yeah.
into redefining, and that's what I try to do. Is not tell ever, you know. But I just
yeah.
feel so compelled because I feel like I need to explain why I'm awkward and confused
uh-huh.
and everything.
Yeah.
But we're going to be here every Monday night. So
yay.
Come back.
Okay. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you, Frida.
Thank
Thanks
you both.
So much. I'll talk soon.
Okay. Thank you, Amy.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. Hold on a second. So now I'm confused. And Crystal, is your area code 717? I want to make sure I blocked the wrong. Yes. Okay. She.
Yes. I'm 717.
Perfect. We're good. Now we're going to 601. It's been patiently holding. 601, are you there?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello. This is Tara.
Hi, Tara. How are you, dear?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Do you have a question?
Yeah, just a simple relationship question. It's a friend that I have, and I've always felt that it's more than just friendship with us. Do you see anything romantic there coming up, or does I feel like I've been flirting?
Okay. Hold on a minute. I just want to cleanse the cards of the energy of the last caller. Not that it's just good to get. It's just so hard on these calls because we get so much energy going on. Crystal, are you ready?
I'm doing the same as you are. Give me 1 second. Okay. Now, a lot of times, Kara, with my cards, they don't answer specific questions all the time. Mine are more geared to what your angels need you to know right now. So let's see what I can come up with.
Okay.
Here on this regarding to what the angels have guided me to choose for you on these. Okay. I have 4 separate cards that I've drawn for you. The first one that I have is that it's an angel named Yvonne, and she states that you have a special bond with animals and that your pets on earth as well as in heaven are being watched over by the angels. So this is just a little thing that, you know, if you've ever had a pet that crossed over, that
uh-huh.
to let you know that they're happy and healthy on the other side and that everything's fine and that they'll be there when you get there. So
okay.
That's just a quickie message from the angel. Also, another angel, Teresa, comes through and she says that it's time to take time out for yourself, that you've been so busy taking care of everybody else that right now it's time to just stop and take time to take care of yourself for a little while. Okay, so this is another real quick thing that the angels need you to know. Now, the last two are kind of hedging towards your specific question.
Okay.
Merluna comes through and saying you're confused and indecisive because you do not have enough information. And they're saying seek expert advice before making a decision.
Okay.
And then the last one says that I am leading, Adriana is an angel that's leading you toward the answer to your prayers. And basically, the way the angels communicate with you is through your intuition, through your dreams, and repetitive thoughts. So if you have recurring dreams, if you have recurring thoughts or intuitive feelings about the situation, follow your gut, because that is also a way of the angels nudging you along, saying, yes, this is right for you, or no, it's not right for you. So this is kind of like their guidance and their take on this particular situation regarding your relationship, that they're telling you, you know, to stop and, you know, kind of look at it for a few more minutes and, you know, and then really follow your gut, not just your heart, but follow your gut as well.
Okay.
So, Amy?
My cards are saying, and I don't think they're saying it's time to move on as far as this friend goes. My cards are to, and my guides are saying that if there's someone, I feel like there's someone that you're still kind of carrying the torch for or something. There's some block that is preventing this friend, other than lack of attraction, that is sending this this person the wrong message. So I don't know
if it's a person or if it's some thoughts you have about yourself. But whatever that is a block from this friendship blossoming into something more. And then the other card I pulled is suggesting that you use music to break up this block. So, is any of this remotely close?
The only thing I can think of is they're very shy. And we both kind of are. I guess we're scared to come out and say it.
That's what it is then. It's time to move on from that shy self. It's time to move on from that shy self that's not working for you anymore. And there's a whole bunch of room between being a little bit assertive and telling you can tell the universe, you can tell all the angels, every single thing that's in heaven to know what you want. But if you don't use we're down here with legs and voice and all this stuff. So that's not working. There's a huge room for you to become more assertive and tell not just the universe, but tell those here, not just in heaven, but heaven on earth, what you want without you being aggressive or without you being, considered pushy or, any of those other things that are not part of your character. So I think that's where the music is coming from. So try to play music that, reminds you to speak up, kind of fun, assertive girl song kind of stuff. Like, skip the Madonna, you don't want that kind of energy, but use music to sort of empower you to be, I don't even know, I'm too old to be, I was telling you people that you'd be, who are you even talking about, but try to use fun music to try to, make you a little bit more bubbly and less shy, because it was clearly saying that there was a block, and I thought it was that you were still carrying a torch for someone, but it is that it's the shyness. So
yeah, and we've been friends for so long. I think we're scared to come out and say it. I just feel like they've been flirting. They've been leaning more towards that, and then I guess I need to break that shyness and
It's just, I think that so often women feel like if they're not shy and if they don't, that they're not worthy of love. So it's like, well, I'll just be the friend, because you can't really ever break up with a friend. But
do you see us getting out of the shyness and just like putting it all on the table and coming out with our feelings? Is that going to happen?
I think it's going to be you're going to have to take the first first step. You're going to have to kind of lead the way and be a little bit, it's not flirtatious, because you get all caught up in this flirt. That's where you guys are right now, caught up in this little like cheeky flirt dance, and nobody knows how to go any further, because nobody's really sure if it's really
either
what it is, just kidding, or something like that. So try to, you're going to have to be the one that takes the first bold move. And it doesn't have to be too bold. It just has to be specific. It can't be open-ended. It's not going to be like, oh, will you marry me, or do you want to go steady? But, it might be inviting them to something where it will be clear that you're, a date other than whether it's other people, couples or something. You just need to send them a clear message of coupledom as opposed to friendship. So something along those lines.
I also just got something that came to me. One of the angels just showed me a greeting card. So even if you can't say it, and start with music, like Amy said, but if you can't even say it right away, try to find a greeting card also. You know, so if you can't even say the words right away, maybe a greeting card that can help you break the ice.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now I'll try that. Thank you for your advice. Thank you so much.
Okay, call us back and let us know how it goes.
Okay, I will. Thank y'all.
Thanks.
Okay. I just heard a crash. Are you okay?
Yeah, I am. I just had to go. Okay. I went outside. And then I had to get back to call. So now we have 253 on the line. Well, we have 2253, so it's going to be 253-228. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi. Is this 253?
Yes, this is Becky.
Hey, Becky, are you outside? Did I hear frogs?
No, I'm sitting in front of our pellet stove.
Oh, does your telescope make noises? I swear I heard frogs. So,
no, there's no frogs.
Anyway, I hope that you didn't mind me recommending you as a coach, but you're just so courageous. How are you? We never talk anymore. Gotten out of the loop here. So how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good, good. Are you feeling better? You were sick.
Yeah, I'm doing okay, and I'm feeling better, and I'm just living each day. I'm living the day, the time. I'm not going to live the future.
Good. Well, Becky was on one of my shows, and she won a coaching session with this friend of mine who I used to work with, Glenn, who just came back from China. So hopefully he brought you some cool Chinese things to manifest. So are you manifesting up a storm?
Well, I haven't talked to him since he got back. We're going to connect tomorrow.
Good. Well, have you been manifesting in his absence?
Yes.
Good.
So.
Good, good, good. So what's your question?
Okay, my question has to do with finances. Believe it or not, it's not on it's not on relationships.
Okie doke.
So, yeah, and I just want to know, how does it look? And, you know, and I know I'm so debating on a different career, and I just don't know what I need, my path is.
Okie dokie. Okay. The cards that I'm getting is your intuition is correct. Take action accordingly. The yes card, and which means it is time to start. The universe is going to. You can't just jump in. You can't just jump in like, okay, I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to go join the circus or whatever this change is. But the card is yes, to take action accordingly. But of course, we know that that means sometimes having to go take action. There's a series of things. It's not just go join the circus or go be a ballerina or whatever it is that you have in store for your next career. And then the cards are also saying that there are people that someone wants to help you get to this new career. Think of whom that person is and rely upon them, network with them, and start moving in that direction. So finances are not going to be an issue because there isn't even anything here that's saying, you know, go slow. I'm just saying go slow because I know you. but there's someone wants to help you. So of course, you know, so that person is probably someone who's already doing what you want to do, and reach out to them and find out if you need any education or if there's any things that you need to be considering. But the universe is just ready.
Do they see what, can you tell what it could be? I mean, I have so many ideas. I mean, my big passion right now is to help widows, and not just to help the widows, but to help the families, you know, like with the grieving and,
mm-hmm.
you know, there is a life out there. You just got to keep living.
Yeah. I really think, and then, you know, when I mean, I think I kind of got you your first get with Frida. I really think that there is a need. The existing grief model just isn't working for people, nor is it working for people that to just go totally off into la-la land and, you know, and bliss out. And I think that because you're uniquely situated to walk in these two places, you know, to walk in these two places at the same time, I think that you can bring some spirituality and some metaphysics to, you know, the average person, is that what I want to call them? Yeah, you can mainstream a lot of these concepts that you've been embracing, because you're like just a classic example. And so often when the widows call in, they just get such joy from the possibility, you know, get the possibilities. So, I really think because you've worked so hard and you've come so far, and you are so inspirational, I think that might be it. So, you know, perhaps it's, you know, but I also see it as sort of being something that needs to be a little bit more structured. For the people who don't know what Blog Talk Radio is and aren't going to call in to some show called Psychics Gone Wild, that you should look into a counsel, you know, what it takes to get certified as a counselor, and whether it's you just want to find something that like insurance will pay for, or something that, you know, I don't know if it's an MSW or something like that, but I feel that your role is that is to be a bridge between the spirit world and, you know, while you be really, you know, opening people's minds to things spiritual, you're going to be doing it through existing more traditional channels. So, the helpful person, you know, it may actually be Glenn, because Glenn went from being a pension planner to he does quite well for himself as a coach. I think people want coaches instead of, they don't want to go to the shrink. They want a coach, you know.
I didn't like the traditional counseling either.
No, it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. You just sit there and redecorate hell. And we now know there is no hell, so why redecorate it?
And they never lived in those shoes either. I mean, that's the thing. You want to have someone that's been there, done that, exactly, rather than being book taught.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I really think that the helpful person, and let's see what Crystal has to say. We are running a little bit out of time, and we have one more call.
I can go ahead and make this really quick for you, Becky.
I didn't mean to cut you short. I'm just trying to, because we're trying to Crystal,
Becky, what I was going to tell you is that, all right, first of all, what I got from the angels was to follow your passion. And then I got the word life coach. So if that is something that you want to consider, you know, you know, the angels are with you. They're behind you 110%. You know that already. But the cards that I pulled for you, it's okay. And it's safe for you to be powerful. You know how to be powerful in a loving way that benefits yourself as well as others. And the worst is behind you now. And they're saying, they're asking you to relax and feel safe. And they're asking, the angels are asking you to ask them for guidance on this. They'll help you, guide you, comfort you, and that you deserve the best. Reach for the stars, for your dreams and desires, and don't compromise.
Okay.
All right?
Yep, that's good.
So
yeah, I think that's definitely it. And I really feel strongly that Glenn and some of the things that he's, because he's actually been able to go to like nursing homes and things and sell his services to like the nursing home. Like you could sell your services to a hospice or something like that. Anyway,
okay.
It's very exciting. And I know that you're going to do it lickety split because you have no patience. So full speed ahead on setting the stage for a transition. And, I'm sorry, I just muted you because my buttons are too whatever. But sorry, Becky. And now we have another 253. And this is our last caller. It's 253-223. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Megan.
Hi, Megan. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How about you?
Good, good. Thanks for calling in. Do you have a question?
I do. Mine's regarding my health.
Okay. Crystal, do you want to go first?
Yeah, give me a second. I'm clearing the energies from Becky and reshuffling and doing all the good stuff here. So just give me a second to tap in.
Okay.
Okay, they don't have anything specific here regarding your health. However,
okay.
Archangel Uriel is with you right now.
Okay.
He's helping you heal your emotions to be able
okay.
to release any anger or unforgiveness in your heart or in your mind that you may have. From anything previously that has happened in your life?
My dad's passed away.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Because
sometimes
certain things, emotions, a lot of times, okay, the way medical science addresses illness is they separate the mind and the body. However,
right.
they are actually connected.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times there is, it does actually, your body will manifest certain illnesses because of what's going on with you emotionally. Especially a specific trauma, like a death of a loved one. Amy, go ahead.
Okay.
You were going to say something.
Amy? I'm just going to put a link in the. I don't know if you're in the chat, but I had written an article about the roles of chakras in healing grief, because what we do with grief is get confused, and some of the things that relate to our grieving, like, the grief is really just in the heart. But then, we have all these fears and all these other things that are associated with the loss. And
okay.
They do manifest themselves. Like we have fear and then our sense of self, because now we're not a daughter anymore. And there's all these different things, and need to look at all of them. So if you're in the chat room, or if you want to just find me on Facebook, or just send reach out to me somehow, I'll get you a copy of that article. But my cards are saying that you are being heaven is working behind the scenes to help you, even if you don't see it yet. So again, our dead loved ones just want us to be happy, and they can't really control our sadness, because we don't really know what to do with the loss. We're not trained for it or prepared for it, or sometimes it comes suddenly. But the cards are saying the more optimistic you stay about everything, and the more you just lean into the grief, you know, look at yourself, say, why am I feeling right now? And is this really related to the law, you know, the loss, or
okay.
is this some other fear or something like that? You're going to be able to, because right now your grief is such that it's blocking the help that's coming down from heaven, because you're so focused on the loss. So try to redefine the loss of your father in not being so, you know, that it's like the loss
right.
of physical body, but his wisdom and his wisdom is still there, and try to stay optimistic, because as we process these feelings, because I think a lot of times when we have lost someone, and I saw myself do it, I don't even check to see how I feel. I'm just like, oh, I'm sad, because right after my husband died, my brother died, and I was like, oh,
right.
I'm sad. I don't even check to see if anything has changed. So be real conscious. Look for the change, because change is happening. Try to identify and track the change, you know, the changes, instead of, because we just don't know what to do other than define ourselves in terms of the law. So try to flip it around and think in terms of that you gain, you know, and I don't want to sound like a goofy Hallmark card, but that you gain this, you know, the wisdom
right.
of the heavens, you know, and you gained a guardian angel. And then, even if it's just for little periods of time, you still have to process all that it will, because unresolved grief and grief that doesn't move causes physical illness. And it causes physical illness, and it causes all of our other relationships to, you know, a lot of times when there's a lot, especially like if a couple loses a child, most of those
mm-hmm.
marriages end up in divorce, because it just affects every aspect of our being. And if we don't let go of it, or not even, you never have to let go of your grief. Your grief is always going to be there, and you can always be sad that your dad is dead. Your heart
mm-hmm.
needs that, but the rest of your body needs to be doing other things so that your heart can do what it needs to do, and it's strong enough to do all the things it needs to do and still grieve. You know, you're always going to grieve, but this way you can get the rest of your body stronger, and it'll support your heart, and you'll find the grief will turn into if you heard what I was talking to the other widow that had called in, you know, your grief will change. And that's all we want it to do is change. It does not end. And anyone who tells you that it ends doesn't know what they're talking about. And it should not even be a goal for it to end.
And
it's just,
Becky is actually my mom.
Oh, really? Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you're, so that's good. Oh, I just got like crazy goosebumps. And so you know that your father's a, you know, powerful, powerful, protective man. And he's still, you know, and is really enjoying his eagle, you know, he's like the, they all the dead people act differently. And he's definitely a a protector. And,
oh, then the rest of mine makes total sense. Sorry, Amy.
Go.
Okay, well, I was going to say
Crystal, you go. Tell the rest of your story.
spend time alone in nature, meditating about your desires and intentions. Ask the angels to help you gain a positive perspective. And it's a beautiful child angel. And she's sitting there just looking very contemplative. So it's really awesome. And then you have another angel named Serafina, and I am the angel of families. A happy change is coming to your family. And then Vanessa is, to make your decision, ask yourself, which way brings me closer to my divine purpose and which way takes me away from it? So you may not know at this particular juncture of your life what your divine purpose is, but basically all that's telling you is that little inner voice inside of you that tells you when you're doing right or wrong. It's very similar to that, that if something feels right about what you're doing or not doing, you know, your conscience, let your conscience be your guide or your inner voice.
Okay.
That's the same thing, you know, that follow your heart, follow your inner voice, and then spend some time alone in nature and then think about, you know, ask the angels to give you a positive perspective. And then things are going to smooth out eventually. But Archangel Uriel is with you to help you release any anger or unforgiveness. Because I know, I mean, having your dad taken away from you at a young age is kind of tough to deal with, you know?
Right.
And so this is his way of saying, okay, you know, you can get through this, and he's going to help you to release that. Because if you hang on to that, all that's going to do is just kind of make you like an angry and bitter person. And, you know, I'm sure you don't want that ultimately.
No.
So that if you can release that and just say, okay, it is what it is. It thinks that, you know, he passed, but, you know, I'll be okay, you know.
Right.
And that's a good way to try to look at it if you can. And then just ask the angels for help on this, and they will guide you, love you, and protect you all the way.
Okay.
Go ahead, Amy. I'm sorry.
No, that's perfect. And now that, you know, I can send Becky a link to this article and just see where your feelings are, because the only place, everything, all the other places in your body other than your heart, like
right,
in your head, in your stomach, in your every other part of your body is misplaced grief. The only place you should feel the loss, the only place that can't be where the whole of a loss stays is in the heart, but the heart's strong enough to sustain it. When it gets in the other parts of you, but those are the things, those are where your fears are and your sense of self and things like that, those can all be replaced. Your father can't be replaced. But that can stay in your heart, and your heart's strong enough to sustain it. The other parts of your body, that's where you get sick, and that's where you can, you know, if you're not sure who, you know, if it's in some other part of you, you can find other people or other things to take the place of the loss. The only place where, once you are done grieving through the grief process, the only place where loss should resonate is in your heart. Everything else can be, and your heart's strong enough to sustain it. So just pay attention to your body, like, where are you feeling this? And then think of what is, what's really going, you know, what is it really? Because if it's not in your heart, it's just something that you might have had that same fear or insecurity. We have a tendency after someone dies to think everything is related to that. And, you know, even if he was still healthy and with you, you would be experiencing the ups and downs of life. So try to separate them out and deal with the things that you can deal with, because we just turn grief into this great big blob of everything, and then it's just it's like a necklace that gets all tangled up, and we just can't get so knotted up that we can't undo it. But we sit there and go, oh, okay, break it down, then suddenly we can see the pattern in it and unravel it some. But I'm so glad you called in.
Okay, thank you.
I love your mama. So hopefully I'll get a chance to meet you, because my daughter lives in Seattle. So keep up the good work, and call in again sometime.
Okay, thank you.
Great. So I think we have reached the end of our show for tonight. Hopefully no one else. It's a really nice night out, so I keep going outside. But hopefully. And Isabel, who I think left the chat room, but she said that the new moon is coming up on Wednesday, and she suggests we put down 10 things that we want from the universe, and we should be very specific, and then burn the list. She also said to light candles. I think she likes to light things. But just destroy the list, you know, make the list, send it up to the universe, and then the list is no longer the list has served its purpose. The list was just to get you focused on those things. So I think I'm going to do that, because I need some new stuff. And remember to be really specific, because the universe wants, and no one knows better than Becky, not to pick on her all night, how specific you need to be with the universe, because the universe will give us anything we want. The universe will give us exactly what we want. But a lot of times we don't know what we want. So, and we can't have everything. There's just not enough space in us to have everything. So urge everyone to practice their gift of discernment. What is it that you really want? Not, you know, what is it, you know, how when we're hungry and it's like, oh, I'm hungry. So you eat, like, you know, a Big Mac, and then you have a stomach ache. Just focus on what it really is that you want the universe to nurture and nourish you with. So this was a great show, Crystal, and we'll be here next Monday.
Yeah, I think so too, Amy. And I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. It's really
great. Great callers, and it was a lot of fun. So thanks everyone for joining us. And we will see you all hopefully next Monday at our new time, which is 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So don't forget about the new moon on Wednesday. And if you need to get in touch with any of us, Crystal put her email in the chat room, and everyone knows how to get a hold of me. So we look forward to joining you next Monday. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Blessings to everybody. Bye-bye now.
Bye.